And then the school owners can call up at any moment in time and set up a one-on-one conference with either myself or Melody to go over the questions that you may have. Solutions with, you know, things that they've said and how the things that I've done and given them or said and ideas that have really, really have boosted their dojos. And I want to say thank you for that. Also, I wanted to say thank you for all the people that send me emails, you know, with the compliments on the programs. But at the same time, I want to encourage everyone to send an email to me if you ever have a question. And it could be on anything, any topic. It doesn't have to be specifically on a topic that we're talking about or one of our weekly emails are. It could be anything that's going on in your school. For instance, one guy had emailed me recently about how do you approach a student or a parent that says that the program is too expensive. I gave him a list of different things that I say and the way I use, the verbiage that I use to kind of help him through the situation, and I think it has. So you guys feel free, and if you have a pen handy, try to take notes throughout this entire thing, because there may be one thing here that could really change your school. And I want to give you my email address right now, and the email is Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, Ninja, N-I-N-J-A, at AOL.com. Let me say that one more time, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, N-I-N-J-A, at AOL.com. That's my personal email, or you can get in touch with me through Member Solutions. So anyway, this show was slated for how to utilize Valentine's Day and other holidays to give your school's finances and retention a huge boost. I want to be really clear that any holiday, no matter what it could be, is an immediate chance for you to market your school and give it a boost. But I also want to be clear that you shouldn't wait around for the holidays to do these kind of things, because whatever it may be, you could still do it, and you can make your own holiday up, literally. I mean, you could call it, you know, Sensei's Birthday Day or whatever it may be, so you don't have to wait for a holiday to do this kind of marketing campaign. But I want to go over a few things that I usually go over, and over the last few months, I've been driven home the concept of continually using a referral program. And I'm not going to get into it because I talk about it all the time, but I also sent out an email, a weekly email, on how we boosted up our referral program and changed some concepts on it. And I've gotten people from Member Solutions email me back saying that they signed upwards of 20 people up in 1 month from this referral program. So if you want it, check out on the website the last conference call, and you'll get some good information on that, the referral system. The second thing is your holiday marketing. I want to talk to you guys about, we talked about New Year's, how we should tie in New Year's resolutions and creating, you know, leads through these holidays. So these are some of my tips. Write these down if you can. The first one is, I always say this, it doesn't matter what holiday, it could be making a holiday pass. Now, the holiday pass could be a VIP pass. It could be a pass to give out for free lessons. It could be a gift card. It could be anything that you need. But I recommend, my personal experience is to give out, we give out a free month of passes so that a student would give it to a friend, and it would be an entire month of lessons. Now, you could do this for 2 weeks. You could do it for one free class. But I believe that a free month is perceived as a more valuable item. So that's something that I normally do. Now, we do this all year round. We actually give free passes out continually, and it has nothing to do with a specific holiday. But we would love to also give out a Valentine's Day pass. Now, right now, it is the 2nd of February, so Valentine's Day is coming up real soon. So I would encourage you guys to do a month free pass and give it to all of your students, at least 10 of them, or 20 of them if they want. They could give them out the little kids could give them out in their classroom. Parents could give them out to the other parents that they know. But I encourage you to do at least one free month and have it decorated Valentine's Day. And we also have these available on our website. So if you go on takingittothenextlevel.com, you can see some of the samples on the passes, and also we have them for sale there. But and I believe APS has some stuff as well, and maybe PPS as far as Valentine's Day passes. And I would suggest to get those made up immediately and start giving them out. And if you have 100 students, you should print up 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 passes. Because you want all your students to take as many as they'd like, because the more that they put out and the more they give out, the more chances of people you're going to have to come in. Now, the concept is when those people come in with a free pass, they're going to train for a month for free, but within the first week to 2 weeks, you want to try to convert them to a membership. do you want them to just live out their entire free pass and leave? You want to get them in on their free pass and then convert them to some sort of membership so that you could put them in either your yearly program or a three-month program or whatever program that you do. And this is real, real important, because if you're just giving them the free passes and leaving them in a diner or a restaurant and putting them somewhere, and people are just going to pick them up and not know how they're supposed to follow up on them, you know, you're going to lose out on a lot of stuff. So what I would suggest is giving it to your students and explaining fully how they get the people to come in and utilize these one-month free passes for Valentine's. And it could be Valentine's Day, it could be Mother's Day, Father's Day. We do a Mother's Day training day where we let all the moms come in with their kids, and the moms come in as an adult and train, and they'll get a free class, a free seminar, and we also give out Mother's Day T-shirts, Father's Day T-shirts, and we are able to encourage at least a few moms. Wow, this is killing me, guys. I get like huge amounts of static and telephones ringing. But
let me take this time to interrupt real quick. If we could, there seems to either be a problem with the lecture mode, I'm not really sure. If everybody wouldn't mind pressing *6 on their phone, that'll take care of everything, except of course Allie, you'll stay on.
Right.
If everybody could just take 20 seconds to do that right now, we'll take care of the noise.
Great. Sounds much better. Okay. Sorry that I lost focus. I'm supposed to have this ultimate ninja focus there, but it was hard with all the static to talk over it and have the phone ringing in my ear. So anyway, back to our month pass. Now, any holiday that you have, now just to go back, we have Valentine's Day coming up. Another thing that I recommend to do is a buddy week. Now, everybody does buddy weeks, or if you haven't, you really should be. But let me give you an idea of what I'm doing in my school. Every single month, 1 week out of the entire month is a buddy week. So some people will do an occasional buddy week, maybe 2-3 times a year. We do them every single month now. And we'll have an entire week that anybody can bring in their friend, whether it be a child from 3 years old on up to an adult, to train in the class. And the great thing is, one, it's a great motivational boost for the child that brings in their friend, because they immediately become that person's teacher. They take them through the bowing procedures, and we give them a lesson plan before the class starts and during the class that they actually teach their friends, so they look like a big shot, a star. And then also at the same time, they go out of their way to, you know, bring them, encourage them to join and so on, because they're, you know, it looks good for them. And then they also get a commission. We give out a referral fee to anybody who brings in a friend that joins our school. But we're doing an entire week every single month, and we were shocked because we didn't want to water it down, you know, the mentality of, I don't know, if I do it more than I should, it's not going to be that important. Well, we've been doing it on a regular basis every month now for a few months, and every single month we get 50 to 60 leads in just one school alone throughout the classes. And we don't have a special class. Let's say that they're in a specific class, like a black belt class. The black belt could bring in a friend that has no experience whatsoever, but we put them off to the side. We do something exciting in the class. They cover their curriculum, and that specific day, they work with their friend and work on, you know, things that they think would be cool to teach them. Of course, we're monitoring, so nothing is dangerous. We monitor it so, you know, the kid has fun. We make sure that we do motivational drills in the school in that class that day. But we do a Valentine's Day. You could do a Valentine's Day buddy week. You could do a Mother's Day buddy week, or every single week, once a week out of the month, you could do a buddy week, which could encourage you to get like 50 or 60 leads easily for that month, and then you spread them out over the next few months and have them come in and try it out. And as they do their free class, they do their buddy day class, you give them a pass, which could be anywhere from one free class on up to a month. Again, we give out a free month, and we encourage everyone to take that free month. And as you know, as I said before, we encourage them to transfer over from the free month to one of our programs within the first 2 weeks. That's when the iron is hot, and they're excited, and they're motivated, and that's what we do right there. I'm going to take a second to open up for questions, maybe like 5 minutes of questions on these few topics before I move on. So if we could unmute, maybe, Joe, you could tell everybody how to unmute, because I don't know.
Yep. And, if you would like to say something, just press *6. That'll toggle you off of mute, or if you've used the actual mute button on your phone, you press that.
So if anybody has any questions on the two topics that I talked about, and as long as it's on topic, ask me a question. If not, at the end, we'll have a open house as far as questions on anything. So does anyone have a question on what we just gone over?
Yes, sir. Excuse me, Allie.
Yes, sir.
Hello, this is Dave Ferreira from Integrated Martial Arts in Hackettstown, New Jersey. How are you, sir?
How are you?
Good, thank you. I actually had a question. You say you give away a free month.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure if it's just a demographic thing, but when I've tried to give away free before, it didn't seem to work out so well. Now I do like a $19.99 two-week trial, and that seems to work out better.
When you gave out the free month, did you have this whole big synergy of energy and advertising behind it, or was it like, here, take a free month, and really people just didn't value it because it was free?
Well, we were more of a 2 weeks free, like a 2 free weeks as like a birthday party passes or a buddy referral pass, and we weren't seeing to be getting any bites on the free. But as soon as we bumped it up to 2 weeks for $19.99, it's been nonstop, and I was just wondering, in essence, with something like this Valentine's pass, now, being that it's a pass almost like a gift that someone's going to give to a friend,
right?
Is it wise to charge for that kind of thing?
Well, this is what I do. First of all, we assign to any of our free months, we don't just call it a free month, we say a free month with $99 in value. So let's say I give a pass to you. It looks like to you that I've just given you a $100 pass as a gift. So even during the Christmas holidays, we give out thousands upon thousands. Last Christmas, we gave out about 20,000 passes. And each one of them that a person handed to their buddy, it looked like they bought them a $100 gift certificate. So when you assign a value to the free pass, I think that it would work. In my opinion, I think it would work better than having somebody having to buy a pass. Because if they're not interested and they don't want to spend the money and they're not sure, most people, in my experience, won't come in and spend the $20 if they're not sure. But if they get something for free with no pressure, no obligation, they can just come in and try it, it usually works much better. So I think it depends on how you promote it. But if it's working good, the $19.99 is working good for you, then continually, by all means, do anything that works, do it. But I see the free pass sometimes that we have probably actively in every single month, at least in all five of my schools, at least close to 60 people on free months.
All right.
You know, so, and then we're looking to convert, and our conversion ratio is probably about maybe 40%.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but you know your area better than me. I don't know, but New Jersey and New York are very similar, but it could be like, you know, a small town or whatever. But I think that anything you give away that you can encourage people through the door, if they come in with that free pass, it's well worth it. Rather than charging them $19, because you may get 60 people through the door, but on $19, you may get 10.
Right.
You know, but it all depends on what your ratio of signing those people up is, and also, you know, how many people you actually get in. I think I would look at that a little closer. How many people do you actually get in on the $19.99 a month?
Well, actually, we wanted to be getting a lot, because there's a lot of different avenues for the advertising for that.
Right.
Is there birthday parties or advertising, newspaper advertising?
Right.
Or, just cold calls.
Right, but on average, though, for the $19 special, how many people currently do you have in that program for the special of $19 training right now?
Right now, I would say this month, about 10.
Okay.
Well, in January, you know, from the in the past, like, 2-3 weeks, I would say about 10.
Well, that's awesome. Then I think that you're doing a good job. Keep using it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that's great. You know, 10 people on a trial membership is like, you know, if you could get a 50% conversion rate, you just signed up about $12,000 in memberships.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. Anybody else? Any other questions?
Sir.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Sir? I have a question.
Sure.
You talked about converting them, and you try to do that within the first week or so. Can you walk us through that process of how you do that, what you say?
Well, I could, but it's pretty much a whole entire sales process, and I would love to – I'm going to go into that a little bit more in detail in a weekly email, but I'll quickly go over it. Most of the time in our initial visit, when they come in for their first trial class, even though they're on a free month, the parents come in, they fill out an initial waiver and questionnaire. At that point, normally we'll see how the kid does in class, and we'll go for the sale right then and there. We'll try to sign them up for a year membership right on that initial first class, even if it's on a free month membership. And what we do at that point is we'll sit them down, go over our sales book. We have a really intricate sales book that they'll see all of our different programs and the different benefits and so on, which I recommend to everybody to have some sort of flip chart that you could show people rather than just throwing down prices on a piece of paper. Get some sales book, a nice one made up by a professional graphic artist with pictures of smiling people and, you know, benefits of the things that they're doing. That are, you know, if it says build self-esteem, show a picture of a smiling kid or a smiling adult. And anyway, we'll sit down and we'll attempt to sign them up right then and there. If they say, no, I'd like to live out my free month and try it out, what we'll do is we'll give them at least a week, and then we'll say, would you like to sit down? Do you have any questions? And at that point, we'll go again for the sale. And then at the second week point, we know that by like the third and fourth week, if they're kind of waiting it out, that they're probably going to live out the free month and not continue. But there are those people that wait till the very last day. But let me give you an idea on how we convert people over. What we do is, initially, I'll say to the people, you came in with a free month. I want you to still use that free month. What will happen is if you sign this agreement, our 12-month agreement, you guys could get the free month, and you won't start billing with Member Solutions until, let's say, March. And then you first debit on your credit card will come out on March. Or I'll let them take the 12-month agreement and add the free month in and bump it down as a discount so that it looks like their monthly tuition has dropped down in price as well. So in essence, they're going from, let's say, $129 a month to $119 a month because they're getting a $100 free month. And it looks like they're getting the deal of a lifetime, but I would have initially given them a free month anyway, so it just works out to be the same thing. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much. Very helpful.
My pleasure. And, I mean, we could go into a whole entire sales process. I find that most martial arts school owners are great martial arts teachers. Some of them lack in the sales department. That's why I always recommend for them to get people who are qualified salespeople. But if they can't afford that and they can't hire people, then I recommend to take all the guesswork out, and that's why they should do a flip chart sales book that pretty much sells itself. And you could go bullet point by bullet point, and you read it to them and point to it, you know, and that would help you through the sales process and probably help you increase your sales. So anyone else have a question? My pleasure. Anyone else? No? Okay. Yes? Okay. The next thing is we're going to go over is I want to tie in, being that we're talking about Valentine's promotions or holiday promotions, I think sometimes as a school owner we get wrapped up in only doing these things on a specific holiday. So we can have a promotion, like I said before, that could be, you know, a grand opening special, or you could do a re-grand opening special, or you could do a birthday party special for the sensei, or 5 years in the martial arts special, or, you know, celebrating 30 years of training in the martial arts. All these things could be made up by you. And that's where you get the motivation behind your students. You want to tie in these special promotions, you know, to any holiday or to a holiday that you made up on your own. But also the options that we forget sometimes are membership sales. Like, for instance, this Valentine's Day, for every spouse or relative in the family or family member that signs up, you get 50% off your tuition for a yearly membership. Now, that might sound like you're giving away the farm, but let's say your membership is $1,500 for the year. You're giving away a $750 for free, but you just encouraged, because of that discount, another student to be on your training floor, and hopefully they'll recommend people, and also those people will turn into regular members and possibly continue on for a second or third year. So what we want to do is develop some sort of program where we could double our numbers. So you may be able to say half price on the membership or $400 off on the membership, or you could do that to a holiday sale. For instance, that if this Valentine's Day, if you sign up now for a membership, you get a fighting gear package for free. Or if you sign up one of your relatives, you get a school jacket for free, which is $129 in value. And also, I don't think as martial arts school owners, we tie our retail sales in as well as, let's say, a Lord & Taylor or a Macy's or Penny's or whatever the store may be. We don't tie in our holiday sales saying that we have a special of the month, or we have book sales of the month, or we have gear sales of the month, and we might have a specific item that we sell during Valentine's Day. You know, maybe a mom could buy their kid fighting gear at half off, or they could get dojo shirts at half off, or your school jackets at half off, or weaponry at half off during the month of Valentine's, you know, the Valentine's Day month, February. Or you may want to tie that into a specialty kind of thing, like sign up now in Valentine's Day for our summer camp, half price off. Sign up now for the special family picnic, half price off. Whatever it may be, utilize your holidays to get that motivation to sign up new members, to increase gear sales, to increase future seminar sales, Black Belt Club sales, whatever it may be. You could tie that in simply to the holiday. But we don't seem to push that enough. We kind of want to always do a membership drive. We always want to do a new student drive. We always want to do a referral drive. But we could also do upgrade drives. Let's say that we have 4 upgrades, which I also suggest when I do my one-on-one calls. I'm finding a lot of people only have boilerplate memberships. For instance, 2 days a week is $45, 3 days a week is $90, 4 days a week is whatever. And they don't have this program built in to their membership. Like, for instance, in my school, we have a platinum plan. The platinum plan includes the Black Belt Club. It includes 3 days a week, a special uniform. They get 10% off on all their gear sales. In our Black Belt Club, they get 3 seminars a year with world-renowned teachers like John Gaston and Professor Sugar Cross and Ninja Masters and so on. They also get the special patch that says Black Belt Club on their gi. So we build this package in, sort of like when you bought a platinum plan with if you bought a car, it may include, you know, service. It may include oil-free oil changes. It may include the glossy, you know, dashboard with wood or whatever. You want to tie these packages and make them appealing, and you want to have options so that you start at a boilerplate package at 2 days a week for $100 a month, and you could go all the way on up to, like, we have our Master's Elite program in our school. It's $275 per month, and it includes everything that you could possibly think of and unlimited training. So you, and then when you sell somebody on that program, you start at the highest level and then you work your way back. Most of the time I find in sales, a lot of school owners will start at the low price and work their way up. It's almost like saying, here it is for $45, but if you're crazy, you could spend $200. Normally we start at the top of the line and we work our way back one step at a time to find out a person's threshold or their financial ability. So if a $275 is way out of their budget, but $200 might be good, they might jump for the $200 program, but if I started at $45, they may jump up to the $100 program, and they may not ever go near the $275 or the $200 program. And you need to have these programs set up in a way that they're appealing. They got to have nice names. They have to be easily packaged so that people see them as a package, and they say, well, if I get the Master's Elite program, I get all this stuff. Why would I want to, for $20 less, join the Platinum program? Or for $40 less, join the Ruby program? So we tie these into all of our programs, and then tying back into the holiday special, you could say maybe half price off platinum programs if you sign up for 2 years pay in full, or whatever it may be. There are certain ways to just bring money and revenue into your school, and most importantly, because I hate talking just about business, is bring in new students that you can help change their lives. So again, I'm going to open up the floor one more time for questions on that, and then I'll move on as well. So any questions, just Joe again, what do you do? I'm sorry, how do you get everybody unmute?
Star 6.
So anybody who has a question on that, you guys just hit star 6 and we can go over that. So anybody out there?
Allie Morg.
Hey, Sensei.
How many different programs do you have right now?
I would say it now, but being that you're on the phone and you're my competition, I can't share that. No. By the way, Mark and I are actually in the same town, and we're best friends, and we're actually doing really well. So we help promote each other's schools, and we do seminars together. So just for you guys to think that you have competition out there, this proves to you that there's no such thing when it comes to martial arts if everybody has the right attitude. So
yeah, Allie is less than 6 minutes from my school.
Yeah, so it's pretty insane, right? And we actually share and share and share, so it's
great. We're having lunch tomorrow, too.
Yeah, amazing. So I have 3 basic programs that start off our membership, which is for the first time, like a new person in our school. We have a 3-month membership that they can only do one time. It's called our trial membership, so that if they're not sure and you get a parent that go, my son Johnny quits everything, I don't want to commit him to a year, we say, well, the 3-month program is good for you because you could try it out, and after 3 months, you should know by then whether he's willing to commit for the year. And then again, let me tell you right now, we try to get them to convert from the 3 month within the first month and a half to a yearly membership. Then we have a beginner trial 1 year, and then we have a black belt club 1 year. So that pretty much gives us those 3. Then we have renewal programs, which are basically ultimate high-level programs where we have a Black Belt Club renewal with 3 days a week. We have a Black Belt Club renewal with unlimited classes. We have a Master's Elite with unlimited classes. So we have 6 programs there. Then we have a Team Leader Character Development Program, which I kind of use sort of out of Melody Schumann's ideas, which has a great Team Leader Character Development Program. And we also have an Instructor Training Program, which is an amazing thing, and I'd like to, if someone could remind me at the, you know, close to the end of this conversation, I'll go over that with you guys to give you an idea on how you could turn your students into instructors, charge them for it, have them happy about it, and you have a bench strength and really, really do some extra income for the month. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers my question. That's just one more question. On your three-month program, did you kind of make that more expensive per month than your higher programs? I think the MSS Lee program is the most expensive, but on a pound-for-pound basis?
Well, the three-month program, it appears to be more expensive, but it isn't technically more expensive, and this is what I mean by that. We have 3 months broken down. Like, in our yearly program, it's spread out. The payments are spread out over the year. It includes promotion fees and uniform fees and so on for the first initial membership. When we do it in a 3 month, what we do is we break it down into 3 months, but we still include the promotion fees and the uniform fees, so it ends up being about $165 per month for the three-month membership. If you join a yearly program, it ends up being like $120-something a month. $129 or something like that, because it's spread out off of the uniforms are budgeted in over 12 months, the promotions are budgeted in over 12 months. So it appears to be more expensive, even though it really truly isn't.
No, that's what I thought, okay.
Yeah. But again, I wouldn't put it, most people try to discourage people from joining for a 3 month smaller membership, and that's okay, but you shouldn't hammer them, because that leaves a bad taste in their mouth, saying, well, I'm kind of getting muscled into doing 3 months when this is the decision that I want to make. It shouldn't only be a financial decision. If they're unsure, it's your goal as a teacher to try to convert them out of the unsure state into a positive state that they're going to want to stay with you, and it shouldn't be just based on money, that they're going to go, okay, well, it's way more expensive, I can't afford it, so that they might not join. So if they do join, they're going to be muscled into paying the higher price just because they don't want to commit. So that's just one of my suggestions. Any other questions from anybody? Anybody out there? Okay. Let me go into another thing. Let's touch base on the instructor training program that I talked about as well. When dealing with an instructor training program, we have a program that we do, which is a 10-week program, that we actually have laid out an entire curriculum for a student that wants to learn how to teach. And every single week, it's lesson plans, a special class that's an hour and a half at night, and it has a lesson plan that will go over things like, you know, PCP, not the drug, but praise, correct praise. It'll go over how to deal with children with ADD and ADHD, how to deal with pre-framing and reframing and so on and so forth. We have student creeds for instructors. We have all the methods of teaching, how to teach a class, how to motivate a class, drills to do in a class. And we do this for a series of 10 weeks, and we'll teach them, and they'll practice. And throughout the training, they'll be doing their tenure in the classes by helping out as an assistant instructor, doing some classes on their own. They'll go out, they'll try to recruit people to be in the school as part of their practice on public speaking. We teach them about public speaking. We teach them about motivation, positive motivation, shifts in their paradigm as far as negativity or positivity. And this 9 week or this 10 week course, in which 9 weeks is mostly training, the last 10 is the final exam, they learn how to be an instructor. Then we put them in this bench system where they sit on the bench and they wait for openings if a student instructor calls in sick, or if we have an opening in a new school that we're opening, and we put them in, and they actually come in and teach. So they're there for us on a regular basis. And we've put maybe 45, 50 people through this instructor training program, and we charge $695 for it. If you could think about the numbers, though, it's a large amount of money that you could make. At the same time, you have people paying for an instructor training program, and you're bringing income into the school. Now, let me give you one thing that we get on a regular basis. People will say, well, why do I have to pay if I'm going to teach for you? And our easy reframe on that is, as if you were to go to college, you're going to become a teacher. You need to learn the lessons of what you're going to do as a teacher, and you pay for that. Everything is a pay-for program, because we find that anything that we do for free, people don't put a value. They don't place a value on it. But we tell the people, if eventually you become an instructor and you're very serious about becoming an instructor, you'll easily make that back in the first or second month in teaching for us, so that you're able to utilize this program. And we incredibly build our bench strength so that we have instructors all the time. So this is something I'm proud of and that we've been doing on a regular basis. And 99.9% of my staff that works for me, we have 34 people on staff right now, are instructors that have gone through instructor training programs, or secretaries that have gone through the instructor training program, or program managers that have gone through the instructor training program. So do we have any questions on that?
Yes, Mark.
Hey, Ali,
yes.
I got a question. How much do you charge for your instructor training, or did I miss that?
Yeah, you did miss that, but it's $695 for a 10-week class.
$695. If you did that in a day, what would that translate to?
Well, you know what? I would say not to. And let me tell you why. Because each lesson is kind of wrapped around a week of practice. So, for instance, we may send them home with homework, and it might be on reframing somebody. So the lesson could be this. They talk to anybody, and they're not trying to sell them on the school, although that they at the end, inevitably, they give them a free pass. But they may say to their aunts, have you ever thought about doing martial arts? And they go, oh, no, that's too violent. And their job is to reframe them on the lessons of why it's not violent. And go, well, what do you think about? Why do you think it's violent? And they'll say, well, because people kick and punch each other. And they say, well, that's really only a portion of what we do. And their lesson is to teach these people and educate them on the martial arts. So they're getting used to doing sales and re-educating and reframing people. They're also at the same time maybe converting someone over at the end and say, well, it seems like you might be interested. Here's a pass to come to our school for 1 free month. But our goal is really to get them to work on this lesson for the whole week, and they have to pre-frame and reframe as many people as they can, and that's part of their practice. So if you did it all in one day, it's like taking notes like crazy, half of the lessons get lost. But over a 10-week period, each week they get to practice the topic and the lesson. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if you would do it, I mean, I've done it. Don't get me wrong. I flew out to my buddy's school in Colorado, and I've done a 10-week course in two days over a weekend. And it really helped him a lot because I couldn't be there for 10 weeks. But at the same time, I think a lot of what my lessons were rushed, because sometimes inevitably you just want to sit and chat and talk about things and, you know, go off on a tangent, and you can't do that in this kind of program over the course of one day. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
All right, thanks, bud. Anyone else on this at all?
Allie, Mark again.
Yes.
You separated the leadership program from your instructor's training course?
Absolutely. We have our leadership program. There's four tiers to our leadership program, and it's basically the beginning stages where it's kind of follows like the concept of Melody's program. It's the greeter and the assistant instructor and then the junior instructor, and then we have the full instructor. The full instructor, after they do the 3 levels of the leadership team, they get into our instructor training program, and then they'll go into that. So it's actually a $5.95 program for team leadership character development. Sometimes those people never go into our instructor's program, but they do. They help us through our leadership character development program. Some of those leadership team members don't even help in class. They just go through the lessons. And our lessons in the leadership team are unbelievable. Like when my daughter's old enough, she's absolutely going to, without a doubt, go through the program. But there's stuff like on time management, goal setting, conflict resolution, verbal judo. We have a huge curriculum, and it's a half an hour lesson every Saturday, or in some of our other schools, it could be a Friday night or Sunday. But it's a half an hour once a week, and that's their leadership character development program. And the parents are loving it. They're swallowing it up because their kids are learning integrity and congruency and honesty and loyalty and discipline, self-discipline and focus. And then eventually after they go through those 3 tiers, could last anywhere from 3 years, a year to 3 years, then they could be eligible for our instructor training program.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Annie. This is Al from Dragon Temple Martial Arts.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well.
Thank you. I have a question about this 10-week instructor training program that you just mentioned.
Yes.
What is the frequency of the hours, 10 weeks, in each week? How many hours?
We do an hour and a half.
In 1 week?
In one class.
Okay.
One time per week.
Oh, I see. Okay, so 10 times 1.5 hour.
Correct.
And you choose a day that is suitable for everybody.
Exactly. And
okay.
I normally will pick like an evening. Normally they found that, I've always found that they work like inevitably after my last class from like 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes people pick weekends, but weekends are always difficult. I find that, you know, people have holiday parties, whatever, birthday parties and so on, and it's family time. So it's more inconvenient to stay up late, but less inconvenient to have to schedule it on a weekend.
Yes.
So I found that to work really, really well.
Yes. Same goes with leadership program, once a week?
Yes. And that one we do on a weekend morning before all the classes start, but it's once a week for a half an hour.
Oh, that's half hour.
Yes.
And 10 weeks.
And no, the leadership program is continual for the entire year.
1 year, I see.
1 year. So they'll sign up. It's $595 on top of their normal membership, above and beyond, and they get a half an hour class every single week. If they can miss, that's okay. If they're sick or they're out or they're on vacation. But it's every Saturday slated at 8:30 to 9:30 for the leadership team. And we have adults, teens, and younger children in the same class doing the leadership stuff, and we just break them down into different age groups.
I see. How many percentage of your school are going through a leadership program? I mean, because of the fact that they have to pay. You just pointed a good point that they pay, but they learn these skills. But
right,
some people say, oh, I'm going to teach for you. Why should I pay? So this might be an objection, but it seems that you're successful. By percentage, 10%, 20%?
Well, let me first answer your question as if you were a parent saying that to me going, well, why should I pay if eventually my child is going to work for you as a team leader? And I will always inevitably reframe their question with an answer that kind of sounds like this. It's not that they're going to work for us. What they're going to be doing is practicing their skill and how to become better at being a leader. And a leader is not just on the dojo floor working for us.
Yeah.
It's a leader in life, so that this child will be the leader in their honor roll society, or they'll be a leader on their baseball team, or they're going to be a leader in their job when they eventually get a job. So it's not that they're working for us. They're just practicing the skills, and it happens to be during their classes they're helping us do that.
That's practical, yes.
Yes, so just like anything else, it's a lesson for them, and people pay for the lessons as if they were going to put them in a Montessori school or give them private tutoring and so on.
Yes, that's good.
What was your second part of the question? I don't think I answered
that. Well, I had another question regarding promotion test fees and sparring gear fee. I don't know, maybe should I ask now or later?
Well, why don't we ask that in a minute, but I'm going to jot it down. So promotion fees, and you said
sparring gear fees?
Okay, gear fees. Okay, let's get into that in a second.
Okay.
Somebody's really getting a lot of static out there. Anybody, any other questions? Just unmute yourself at that specific time on this particular topic. Anything at all? Okay. Let me quickly kind of rehash a little bit about what we talked about, because inevitably we wanted to, for the people that came online, I'm hoping they're getting some ideas on as far as getting new people through the door. You know, and that's why we talk about Valentine's Day promotions and holiday promotions. But I want, as I encourage you guys, to understand that your school inevitably should have something going on every single month to promote people, to bring people in the school, to promote students, new members, and so on. One other thing that I've just recently had some great success with is our birthday parties. Now, I don't know, many school owners may not do birthday parties, but if you don't, I'm a traditionalist, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to be a glorified babysitting service. Now I'm doing birthday parties. But our birthday party is quite a martial art lesson in itself, so that I don't feel guilty about doing a party. I personally don't ever do parties, and I have a staff member do it. We have sometimes in each school anywhere from 3 to 5 parties per weekend. And those are pay parties. We have 4 levels to our birthday parties. And the reason why I started, I used to have one party that was $129. And the birthday party consisted of an hour and 15 minutes of party. Out of that was 45 minutes of class. And the rest of it was for the parents to bring in their own cake or their own food and have Johnny get his gifts and feel special and so on. What we did was, after I took my daughter, I have a 5-year-old daughter, to Gymboree for a few months, and we held a Gymboree party there where we have 20 members, 20 friends of ours come to the party, little kids. The parties were like $300 and $400. I just recently took my daughter to a party that they had a sort of like an ice cream parlor where they make their own sundaes, and then they had pizza, and they did like silly little things like a limbo contest and lights shut off, and they had a disco ball, and they danced. I paid $600 for that party. And I realized soon after that, you know, that I wasn't charging enough for my parties. But I have 4 levels to my parties. My highest, most expensive party is $475. That includes 2 instructors. It includes food, up to 20 guests. It includes a gift bag. And it includes a T-shirt for the birthday boy and so on. If any of you guys are interested, I could send you a copy of my birthday party flyer via email. So just email me at renshi.li.ninja@aol.com or email APS or Member Solutions, and they'll forward you to me. But the thing that I'm talking about is what we do now is a birthday lotto or a party lotto, where we take, if we have a majority of the kids from 3 to, let's say, 13, 14 years old that may want to have a party, and it doesn't even have to be a birthday party now, we give them a free party. So we want to give out maybe 7 to 10 parties for free per month. And what we're doing is we're creating this flow of people doing parties, and we'll pay for the pizza, we'll pay for the soda. Normally, parents, after they see the parties free, they bump up to a second party or a third party where our demo team comes in, performs, and they get a free shirt and other things. But initially, we want to get them in the school to bring in 20 of their friends. One thing we encourage them, but we can't force them to do this, is to bring people in that are not members of the school. For instance, we don't want Johnny to have a party and invite all dojo members, although we can't stop them from doing that. Every once in a while, you get a party that has mostly dojo members, school members. but we encourage them, these people, and we give them free parties so that they could bring us leads. So figure, if you did 10 parties for free a month, you'd have 200 leads if everybody brought in 20 people. And at that time, we give them a gift bag with a free month pass, and we offer them a special if they sign up that day with a free uniform and a free month and all these other added incentives to motivate them to get them in our school and to get them to sign up then and there. But then if not, we encourage them through repetitive phone calls and mailers that they utilize their free month pass. Sometimes it's dead in the water that somebody may come from another school. But initially, we never pursued this avenue. Now we're pursuing it. We're bringing in, 200 leads, 300 leads every few months on birthday parties alone. And those are like leads that if you ran ads in the paper, that would cost you thousands of dollars. And we call it our party lotto. We don't call it a birthday lotto because they may not have a birthday party. So we just mail out to all of our students on a regular basis. And not every single student, but we'll pick 10 students, and they'll say, well, I'm not interested, and then you'll go on to the 11th student. If they say they're not interested, we'll add in a 12th student. But we don't mail out our entire database of students because then they get used to it, and the value is lost, and they may not ever take advantage of it. So this is another avenue where you could take your student client base. If you have 100 students, and let's say 60 of them are children, if you give away 60 free parties a year, that's, 20 members times 60, you're doing pretty well as far as, leads into your school, much more than you could ever do on advertisement. So let me open it up for questions on that because we're hitting 2:45, and then I'm going to answer some of the open-style questions. So anybody on the birthday lotto or the party lotto? Did I lose everybody?
No, we are here.
Okay, so no questions? Okay, not a problem. Any open questions on anything? That we have?
Hey. Ali?
Yes, sir.
This is Al again. Should we go to my question?
Yes, we could go to your questions. Yours was on promotion and sparring.
Promotion test fee and a sparring gear fee. That was a challenge for me for years. And I know some schools just added up to the tuition.
Correct.
I just wanted to ask your opinion, specifically in your school, which style are you doing? Are you happy with that? What are you doing yourself?
Well, let me tell you, on promotion fees, for the first 4 years of my business, I charged a promotion fee.
Yes.
And it was great because at that month that I promoted, I made $4,500 or whatever it may be. I think it was $50 at the time.
Yes.
But inevitably, and probably you've heard this, and it doesn't matter how successful you are, they'll go, oh, Master so-and-so needs to make a payment on his Mercedes or his car. Or people tend to think that because you're promoting people, that it's because it's a money issue. And I never wanted something so positive to be attached to a money issue. So we don't charge for promotions in our school, but don't get me wrong. When I looked at my tuition, all I did was when I raised my tuition, I said, on average, my students get promoted 2 to 3 times a year at $50 a person. I raised my tuition $150, and I said to them, all promotions included. So now when a person joins my school, my sales pitch to them is, it's $129 a month, fully inclusive. They get for a new student, they get 2 uniforms in my school. It's a sweatpants and T-shirt till they get their uniform. Then they earn their uniform, and they might get 1 or 2 promotions, promotion to white belt, promotion to yellow belt, or if they're really good, promotion to green belt, all fully included. Those things cost me about $45 because the uniforms, or maybe $65, and the belts are, what, $2 or $3 a piece.
Yes.
And no one ever associates a promotion with a negative thing like a money thing. And then you never hear someone go, well, I don't have the money this month. I really want to be promoted. Can you work a deal with me? Or I feel bad because I can't afford it. My son has to wait. It just takes away all the negativity. And I think that you never should attach something so positive to a financial fee. Although in my black belt tests, I charge $550 for promotion to black belt, but it includes a 10-week black belt success training cycle, a custom belt, and we rent an entire gymnasium. And this spring, we have 23 people testing for black belt, and there should be about 2,000 spectators.
Hmm.
So I hope that answers your question.
Yes. How about sparring gear for you? Do you need some sparring, like weapons and gear?
Well, we've tied everything that a person needs into our curriculum, but they do have to buy it separately. But I do tell them on the initial trial membership when they sign up and they get involved, I say throughout now to black belt, could take you 5 years to black belt, you're going to have to buy X, Y, and Z, sparring gear, bow staff, and sai. And these things are cost total, if you bought all of them today, cost about $450.
Yeah.
But broken down over the course of the next 3 years, 4 years, it's going to cost you $100 extra a year.
Yes.
So that I let them know, but it's tied in. Like, for instance, at white belt, my students have to buy, once they receive their white belt, they have to buy their sparring gear.
I see.
And they're aware and educated before they even sign up in our school, or right after they sign up, I give them my Welcome to the Family package, which explains that to them. And we verbally, we speak to them and tell them about it, that they have to have that stuff, and it's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we do a class, inevitably sparring week, we have every single month we on our calendar, it says Tomfa week, Bow week, Psy week, sparring week, grappling week. Every single week we revolve around eight things, and every month it changes. They know that on that entire week they have to bring their sparring gear every single day. So if they don't have their sparring gear, they know that they got to get it. And if they don't get it, we write a letter. We have these pre-printed letters that we just say, Joey is missing his sparring gear. It's required at White Belt. We recommend that you get it in, at our store. If you buy it this week, it's 10% off. And when they get their promotion from beginner to white belt in our school, we give them a promotion package which says, congratulations on your special day. And inside it has a coupon that if they buy their sparring gear within 2 weeks, they get a discount.
Yes.
So we're always constantly giving back, but at the same time, as you can see, we're also constantly getting because it's tied into our curriculum.
Yes. How about the price, Ali? Sorry. How about the price of a sparring gear fee? Are you making sure that the price are matching to martial arts supply store in your neighborhood, or no, doesn't matter?
Well, the thing is that you might not know this about me, but I own the store A Touch of Zen, and we sell to the martial art community, so we match prices that anybody could get on the internet. But when you buy in the store, like when you buy from your school, if they say I could get it on eBay a lot cheaper, what they're not saying to you is that they're paying a shipping cost and they're spending an hour picking it out. And then you should also say to them too, well, we only sell a specific style of sparring gear, and that we cover that in our insurance because we know that this gear is impact ready and and it's safe. We don't know that the stuff you're buying on eBay is a good quality gear, so you have to buy everything through our school to meet the mandatory insurance regulations and the regulations of our school. But we try to be competitive. We're not ever raping anyone as far as price. We want to make sure that our prices, we sell Century gear. I sell Century gear to a lot of other schools. They actually don't even buy it from Century. They buy it from me because I could give it to the same price as Century is because we have such a large volume of sales. And you could do that in your school easily, but I would be competitive and never, ever, hit them hard, so to speak.
Overcharge.
Yeah, overcharge. Because, people inevitably will feel taken advantage of.
Yes.
But again, tie that into your curriculum. If you don't have weapons and sparring gear and gear bags and things like that tied into your curriculum, take a look and see. Maybe at, let's say, a beginner level, they may have to do bow, or you may incorporate sparring. At that point, they need to buy the sparring gear, the bag that it comes in, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Tie in your gear to your curriculum.
That was very useful information. Now, Ali, what do you do? How do you react to those people? I know it might be one person in whole school, but those people who go outside and buy sparring gear outside, and it's very clear for you because you know your product, and
right.
they are buying from outside. It's not a good feeling. How do you
right.
how do you deal with this?
Well, I would have to say that happens to me still.
Still.
At that point, I have 1,200 students. We track it, and we could see it just like you could, clearly. But then, you need to, at that point, take advantage of that as a message and go and speak to that parent and just educate them because it's education. And let them know that on the next thing that they do, they have to get it from the school, and these are the reasons why. And I also tie in the loyalty because, they may save themselves $7 or $10, but what they don't realize is that $10 is coming out of your pocket and it goes towards new mats and new pads and for you to make a living.
Yes.
Some people don't realize that they need to pay to help you make a good living. Some people are weird that they may say, well, I don't want to see him driving a Mercedes, or I don't want to see him driving a Ferrari, or even a moderately nice car, or having a nice house, because they feel like they're giving you the money.
Yeah.
Why should you have it? Well, really, that's a matter of education, because I would always reframe those people and say to them, wouldn't you want me to be successful so that I can continually teach your children and give them the best and the most ultimate training? Sometimes I take this money for additional training to go to Japan, or maybe go to a CDT course, or go to Melody's seminar, or whatever it may be. They just have to be educated where they don't feel that every bit of money that they give to you is just for you to frivolously spend it. Some people have that mentality.
Yeah.
So you need to reframe them and pre-frame them on this kind of thing. And in the initial sign-up, you should be pre-framing them, saying, In the next few months, you're going to have to buy X, X, and X, and we require that you buy it through our school, and you tell them why, and that you guarantee the equipment, and that you know the suppliers, and they're not, it's not dangerous, and so on.
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Great. Anybody else for open questions? Because it's a good thing, because I think it answers a lot of people's other questions. Anybody
hey,
out there?
Hey, Ali. I'd
yes,
like to
sir.
Just ask you to further talk about the fact that you have a really good friend who's in your community. It's probably one of the more popular things that I've dealt with over the 14 years is how people view other schools in the area as competition.
Okay.
And I've always tried to promote working together.
Right.
And the idea that, you know, if you have more schools in the area, I'm talking about 20 within a mile,
right.
But if you have, you know, a normal amount of saturation in a community, that it actually helps promote the benefits of martial arts.
Without a doubt.
You've seen that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you my take on this, and I've actually been criticized for this, but I believe that, you know, as martial artists, we need to share with each other because we're a special blend of people. You know, I believe that martial arts schools are like the temples of the future. Now, I could get into this whole holistic and esoteric kind of thought, but I believe that we give so much back to our community that if there's four of us and we all have 150 students, that, you know, a small amount of students compared to whatever community, you know, amount of people are in your community. So we're not going to hurt each other in any way, shape, or form, and we shouldn't look at each other as competition. Although, sometimes, you know, I'm lucky because I teach ninjutsu and jujitsu. There's not many people that teach that within my area. But when it comes to Sensei Mark Speranza, him and I came from the same teacher. We teach almost similar, the same styles, and we're still able to coexist in the same area and have successful schools. So I think people need to shift their mentality and look at competition as... And now I could say that the most important thing, competition could be baseball, soccer, football, whatever, extracurricular activities. But really, competition is our lack of professionalism within our school. And when I say that, I mean, like, if Johnny comes in and tries out a trial class and they quit, we're going to lose him and never get him back, and neither is any other school in the area. So our level of professionalism is what's going to elevate the martial arts to an area where we're respected as not only martial art teachers, because people look at us from the outside as just people who kick and punch and fight. But they're not looking at us as a place to always develop self-esteem and self-confidence and discipline and focus and morals and integrity and proper diet and nutrition and spirituality. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Those are the things that martial arts schools give that is like the hidden secret that is really not, the public is not aware of. So in essence, we are not each other's competition. We should be out there. You know, if someone comes into my school and they say, well, I went to Sensei Mark school and I didn't like it, I would say, well, then you can't be in my school. But because him and I are friends. But in another school, if they came to that's a competitor of mine, I might say, well, what were the issues? Maybe you could go back and work with your teacher, and then if you do that, go talk to them, and if you can't work it out, come to my school, and I'll accept you. But normally, if they're a friend of mine or even a person that I know, I would never accept them, and I would tout the benefits of the school that they're at, because I know if I'm bad-mouthing or trying to undersell or undercut somebody, it only makes me look bad as a school owner. So I've sent people away for years. And they've come back and come back and come back, and I kept sending them away. Finally, I let them join my school, and they've been with me for like 5, 6, 7 years. So I don't look at martial arts schools as competition. And me, as a martial artist, I share on a regular basis everything that I have. And people might think this is insane. Why would I share with a guy like Sensei Mark, who's 20 minutes down the road, and he's running the same special as me and running the same ideas as me in his window? Why would I do that? But the reason why is that he's maybe 20 minutes down the road or 7 minutes down the road. Around his school, he's going to get a huge amount of people that wouldn't come to me, even though that I'm only 6, you know, minutes away or whatever. So this, to me, is so important that people understand that. And then you had said, Joe, networking. There's such a valuable resource in networking, which is so unbelievable that people never take advantage of. And just by talking to Sensei Mark, him and I share ideas, and we go back and forth, and my buddies all around the area, and I learned so much from them that I would be spiting myself not to be friends. And then, lo and behold, friendship is the most important thing.
Ali, if I may?
Yeah.
I think also you have to realize is that a lot of people look at their towns and they say, oh, person, you know, is in competition with me. The demographics in Lindenhurst, where you have your Lindenhurst school, is there's 16,000 people in Lindenhurst.
Right.
I mean, it would be nice if one of our schools had all 16,000, but we obviously know that's not going to happen.
We would be happy with 1% each, right?
Exactly.
You know, that would be 160 students who are like 4% each. And that scenario is not that wild. That's easily...
No.
said is, so if we shared and we elevated the martial arts through your continuous advertising and my continuous advertising, and they looked at your ad, but they were closer to me, they're going to come to my school. And they looked at my ad, and they were closer to you, they're going to go to your school, because it's convenience these days.
Absolutely.
To keep a shop. So that's why we should never, ever be in, we should try to network with everybody in our area. And if somebody's a jerk and they don't want to network, hey, then network with all the other guys.
Well, there's something to be said about expanding the market within the market. If you guys are working together and promoting the benefits of martial arts training, what you're doing is you're making the number of potential students expand.
Absolutely.
And then,
without a doubt,
you may have the same percentage overall, but if the market, if the pool gets bigger, then
right,
you just have more fish in there. So I just think that's wonderful, and I think that's great that you guys work together that way, and I'm just really happy to you know, to have someone who's actually doing it that can back it up, because I've
right,
been a big believer of that for many years.
Absolutely. So I think we're out of time.
I think we're all set. And we'll have plenty more. The next teleconference is scheduled for next week. I'm not exactly sure of the date. I think it might be
I think I could tell you right
February 10th should be.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's we have Melody on the 10th,
yes,
at 12 p.m. And then we have Kathy Marler at Thursday the 17th at 1 p.m.
Right, and Kathy will Kathy is our guest teleconference speaker for the month of February.
Yeah, that's
so
going to be exciting.
We have a lot of things going on, and I want to thank Ali. I want to thank you very much, and I want to thank those of you that have come out and participated, because that is really, truly what makes the teleconferences so great.
Well, thanks so much, too, and have a great day, and I look forward to speaking to people on one-on-ones and through emails, and or you can check out my site at takingittothenextlevel.com.
Joe, I want to thank you and, of course, Jeff Cohen for putting this all together, because it takes a lot of, I don't know, courage to put things like this together. So thank you.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Enjoy your day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.